I'm Madeline Brand in Los Angeles, and this is Day to Day. The corporate scandals of recent years prompted lots of headlines about excessive pay for CEOs and other executives, but the controversy didn't do much to reduce those big paychecks, and a new survey from consulting firm Pearl Meyer shows the largesse is now spreading to corporate boards. Joining us from the Marketplace Newsroom in Los Angeles is Tess Figlin. Tess, what do you get paid these days if you're a member of a corporate board of directors?
Well, Madeline, the paychecks aren't quite as big as if you're the CEO, but this survey shows the average compensation for independent directors on corporate boards is now $177,000. That's a 13% increase over last year, a 13% raise, if you will. And on top of that, board members often get a fee for each meeting that they attend, and that fee is up more than 30%. And according to Ed Archer, the managing director of Pearl Meyer, this is quite a change from the way things used to be.
I mean, if you go back 20, 25 years ago, there was basically a gold coin under the plate or something like that at the meeting, and it was truly a, quote, good old boys network.
Not that the old boys network is gone, but board membership is changing, and so now is the way those members are compensated.
And why the jump in pay?
Well, a lot of it is actually because of those scandals that we've had the last couple of years that you mentioned. There's been pressure and rule changes even to make boards more accountable, make them more professional and independent. And that means there's simply more scrutiny and more work. And Archer says that demands higher compensation.
To be chairman of an audit committee has a tremendous amount of responsibility associated with it today, a potential risk to individual reputation, and obviously a tremendous amount of work. Audit committee used to meet about four times a year. Today, they're probably meeting on average about nine times a year.
And bear in mind that even at $177,000 as the average for serving on a corporate board, that's usually a pittance compared to what the board members are making in their regular jobs or even as retirees from earlier stints in corporate America.
Mm-hmm. And now they oversee the pay of corporate executives. How do their figures, their pay, how does that compare to that of the corporate executives?
I'll use the word again. It's a pittance. Pearl Meyer did a survey on that several months ago, and it showed that the average CEO pay in 2003 was actually down 8% to a mere $9.1 million a year, although it varied a lot depending on what industry the CEO was in. In technology, for example, CEO pay dropped 36%. If they were working in brokerage companies, it soared 78%. So kind of like you and me. And today in the Marketplace Newsroom, we're looking at new high-tech ways your boss can keep tabs on you when you're on the clock.
Tess Figlin of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business. And Marketplace is produced by American Public Media. Thanks a lot, Tess.
Thank you, Madeline.